This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to keep you connected and moving together as one.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Like Mind. Are you okay?
Sorry, I was just putting my phone down because we're starting. Sorry.
Sorry, did you not realize we were starting?
I literally clanged, but literally.
You literally clanged. Shall I start again?
No, people, leave it in. People like it. It's real.
This is Like-Minded Friends. I'm Susie Ruffle.
Sorry,
I was going to introduce you.
Sorry?
No, it's okay.
No, I wanted to.
Oh, God,
to.
This is going to be a terrible episode.
No, people like it.
People are going to find out that we're like Joan Crawford and Bette Davis.
Oh, feud. No.
I send you some of that. If people aren't aware. So there were two actresses in the...
In the 50s.
And they had a feud. And they were often really mean to each other quite publicly.
Oh, those letters.
And I sent Tom a screenshot of a letter that one of them had sent to the other
really
one
funny.
Saying, you need to do something about your body odour.
Oh, yeah. It's really cruel to
really
each other.
Really cruel.
Really funny. But I think
they were secretly pals?
I think they were friends. That's what I've
but it was fun.
Heard since. That Joan and Betty were actually did get on all right. Although the thing is, when Joan Crawford died, the press phoned Bette Davis and said, she's died, what do you want to say? And she said, my mother said, always never to say something bad about the dead. So she's dead. Good. Also, no, I've messed that up. That's not right.
Something like that.
No, I've messed it. It's just like, always say something good about the dead. She's dead. Good.
Right. Yeah, that's
better,
good.
That's better.
But
I think they might have been friends. Because I think it obviously made sense.
Yes, I think so.
I mean, that's the end of whatever happened to Baby Jane. Like, you mean all this time we could have been friends?
Mm.
But,
who knows? But that's what me and you are like off mic.
Yeah, like whatever happened to Baby Jane. Susie locks me up in a room upstairs and feeds me a dead budgerigar.
Oh, God, is that what happens?
Oh, have you never seen it?
No.
Well, it's almost worth just watching the French and Saunders spoof of it.
Right. I think I've probably seen the French and Saunders spoof of it.
Yeah, that's sort of as good as it, really. So... I don't know.
There you go.
It's thought.
There you go.
But
what else have you watched this week? Anything good?
We were watching Julia last week.
Oh, we talked about Sarah Lancashire last week. Now we're going to talk about her this week. I absolutely love her, honestly.
My goodness. And you know, she's quite posh when you hear her talk.
She's a posh northerner.
Is she from the north? Because when she spoke, I thought she was from the south.
Oh,
not
I don't
the
know.
South of not southern states of America.
She's not like, I'm Julia.
Where did this come from? But she's very good in Julia.
She's very good. Now, I thought that accent was a bit over the top. I was like, oh, God, this voice. And then you Google Julia Childs.
Mm.
And she actually talks like this. The Cocker Van is the dinner party favourite. It's so strange.
Beef Bourguignon.
Yeah, it's so strange.
It's really good. And
her husband Paul.
Yes.
Gay?
No, I think he was obsessed with her, wasn't he? He was
obsessed with her. Maybe by
But I think, well, there's that scene in it. Have you seen the second series?
Yes.
When they go to France. We, like you did.
Yes,
on your skiing trip.
France.
And they
Thank
went to France and...
They would have had a tarte flan.
Oh, Tarte Flan!
Yeah.
I don't think I'm sounding anything like it. But I think I'm sounding more like Patricia Routledge.
Yes, doing an impression of Julia Childs.
Yeah, exactly. She They go. There's a scene, isn't there, where a guy tries it on with him, and he says, "Oh no, I'm not interested in that."
Yeah, I'm interested in that.
But I think
he just wears cravats. It's hard to tell you that era, isn't it?
Very difficult, I think, for cravat wearers of that time
to not just be labelled as a homosexual.
Yes, I think it was very. They must have had a lot of advances, and I don't know if they wanted them or not.
Well, what is that whole handkerchief thing? Because it's a coat,
not a cravat. I think you put a cravat in your back pocket.
People just think
people
you're quite stylish.
People are just like, yes, I think if you're wearing a cravat, you don't need to bother with a hanky.
Right.
But also...
But different colours meant different things, like what you're up for.
Yes, but I think it might be a bit like Polaris. I think it might... I don't know. I'm sure there's historians out there. I don't know how common it was.
It's just a lovely story.
I think it might have been used occasionally in certain bars, maybe, or certain areas.
Sure.
That's if you had a particular... coloured handkerchief in your back pocket would mean something you're into.
Like going to one of those traffic light parties.
I think it might have been like that. And so people wouldn't look back on the 90s and go, everybody wore traffic light necklaces around
their
neck.
Red, green and amber.
Exactly. I don't know, though. I don't know about that.
What about Polari? Do you think people didn't speak fully in Polari. It was just sort of words, wasn't it?
I think it was just a bit of fun for people. I think it was a lot of the time dancers in Soho. From what that's how I was had it explained to me, and because it's sometimes a bit of Italian in there, and a bit of because a lot of Italian people lived in Soho. I think
any Romani, do you think?
I think so. Yes.
Yeah.
I think so. But I think it's a bit like Cockney rhyming slang. Like it's not
people like near the Bow Bells don't actually say, "What got them apples and pears?"
Exactly. So
although my dad will say, "I'll give you a call on the dog."
I think that's maybe how it's just thrown in.
Yeah.
But I don't think your dad would use a handkerchief code.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Say what you like about the man. I don't think he's into that sort of thing.
Unless he accidentally did it. He might have a handkerchief where he's dabbing his brow.
Yes,
I can imagine
that. Or blowing his nose.
Or blowing his... What would nose be in?
I don't know.
In Cockney rhyming slang.
You Mary Rose?
Probably something like that.
You Mary.
Blowing your Mary.
That's actually something that might have happened with one of those hankies, blowing Mary.
That's right.
That was purple, I think.
Yes, it was very difficult to get the Pantone colour right. That was your thing. But I don't know. I don't know. I'm speaking out of turn because I don't know.
But Tom, we don't know anything on this podcast. We've never said we know
literally,
these things.
And we say we're sort of a queer podcast. We don't even know about the queer things we're talking about.
No.
I'm walking to do this podcast just off Soho Square.
Yeah.
Didn't even know the Astoria. No, I didn't.
It's a train station.
It's a train station now. Hang on a second. I just come here for, what was it called? Pop Tuesdays or something.
We went to Pop Tuesdays.
Oh, yeah. But did we go to the Astoria one?
That we went to GOY late.
Down under the arches.
Yes.
But did you ever go to it at the Astoria here?
Yes, I did. I saw Madonna
there. Horrible, sticky. Really?
Yeah,
Clang. I only saw Gina G.
Clang.
Well,
has she got anything other than Who Are Just a Little Bit?
But not a huge amount.
Petit peu.
Petit peu, as they say in France. She did. I think she might have had a new long player coming out. So I think she might have.
Recently.
No, like 20 years ago.
Right. I saw Madonna there.
Wow.
And I think I saw someone else there. I think I might have seen Girls Aloud.
Oh.
But when they're in their early days.
Right. Yeah, well, not recently.
They're about to go out on tour.
Well, I don't suppose they'll be doing it at the Astoria because it's been turned into an office block.
Well, if they were playing an office block, I'd go.
I would too, but I don't know if they would...
Want to do that.
But it's very shiny. It never used to be shiny around here. It used to be a bit of a dive.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you seen that bit that's like a big screen?
Yes, I did. I saw an underpant advert happening.
Underpant?
Yes, a man wearing his underpant.
Like a Calvin Klein man?
Yes.
Yeah. David Gandy, is that his name?
No, well, it wasn't David Gandy, I don't think, unless he's grown his hair long and blonde.
And got lots younger, I imagine.
And got about 20 years younger. But it was a man, you saw everything, really. But yes, I do feel like there was a time when Calvin Klein adverts were everywhere.
Yeah, weren't they? But now do you think everyone just knows about pants?
I guess everybody's bought pants now, so... Everyone's got them.
I've got mine. Thank you. I've got
my drawers are full. The pants, ironically.
I don't want to hear about your drawers being full.
My draw draw. My draws draw.
My your drawers draws.
That's what I should call it. That's what they should be called. The drawers draw.
The drawers draw. In the drawing room.
In the drawing room. I keep my drawers in the drawing room in the drawer. What happened to calling them drawers?
Why I don't know.
Drawers? There must have been some reason for that. Draw. Draw the string. Draw. Drawing everything in.
Maybe.
I don't know. Funny. If
your mum would call it your drawers.
Yeah. Putting your drawers out on the line.
Oh, yeah.
And then smalls were also a thing, weren't they?
Yes. Your smalls, that's for people that don't want to say drawers.
Do you think?
Yes, people that think drawers is quite uncouth.
Oh, like people coming around like, oh, give me some notice next time. I've got to get my smalls off the radiator.
Yes, that sort of thing.
Or off the aerer. Yeah. My mum says aerer, but I think other people say clothes horse.
Yeah, I think it can be either.
Would you say aerer? Have you heard?
Ludo was in. Oh, yeah. Yes, I've heard of
it. You've heard of aerer?
Oh, yeah.
Aerer. It sounds funny though, doesn't it?
It's a funny word.
I'm just going to go and do my error.
God, this is like Susie Dent's here, isn't it?
Oh my goodness. It's like that. Also, it's a bit like...
We're in a nuclear bunker.
Yes, literally. Pants, Tottenham Court Road. So, do you know... Julia Child is a wonderful series.
Yes, sorry.
It's wonderful. Very soothing.
Oh, it's so good.
Uplifting.
It's so good. I absolutely loved it. I was quite disappointed when it finished.
Me too.
I hope you do another one.
Well, they said they weren't, though. Did you see?
Oh, did they?
Oh, sorry to break that to you.
Oh, God. Oh, what a way to find out.
What a way to learn in the nuclear bunker, which we can't even get out of anyway. You could make your own fan fiction. What did Julia do next?
Whatever happened to baby Julia?
Yes, perfect, perfect. There's the mashup we want to see.
Okay, fine. Mm. Fine, I'll write it.
I want a picture of her to go up in my kitchen, actually, because I think...
Of Julia Child or of Sarah Lancashire playing Julia Child?
I said the same thing to Alfie and he said the same thing, and I don't know, actually. Maybe one of each?
Maybe you could get... you know, like when you had photos done at school, they'd have like a double-sided photo frame.
Oh, yes, I remember
maybe
that.
Something like that.
Always made to sit astride on a photographer's briefcase. And,
excuse you.
Hello. Because I'd sit astride. You won't remember this because you were the youngest sibling.
On a photographer's briefcase? Oh, mean like those big boxes they have that they carry all the things
box, in? Yeah, the things. Maybe it was a light box. But I had to straddle that while my brother got the more convenient seat facing full on the camera, looking adorable. And I was, of course, the older child, looking less cute.
What, you weren't facing each other?
No, but they wanted like...
With your legs over each other?
No. So James got to sit on it normally, front-facing, facing the camera.
And you had to go...
Side. So you did a sort of side...
Oh, like you were side saddle?
Like I was side saddle to give a bit of variation to the shot. Looking back, it was a bit like the House of Elliot opening titles, if you remember that, which I'm sure most of our listeners will. Did you have to do that? You probably got to sit adorably on the front facing and your brother had to straddle.
I've never asked him.
Well, I'm sure we can look at the pictures.
Let me ring him now.
It's the sort of thing we need to know.
But we went to separate secondary schools, you see.
No, this was at primary school.
Fine. We went to the same primary school. We were only there for a couple of years together. We had a couple of years of crossover.
Oh, how much age difference? So, yeah, it's a bit similar. Mine was sort of when I was about 7 or 8, my brother hadn't started yet. So he, again, was wearing an adorable, like, Paddington Bear jumper.
Oh, adorable.
Yeah, I was
you
in
were there
school,
in your suit.
Salopettes, probably.
Bald head.
Bald, completely bald as well. No, I wasn't.
Moustache.
Moustache, yeah. I was unusual. but, you know, you lean into it, don't you?
You simply must.
You simply must. But, you know... Alf and I went out for a curry last night.
Fine. What did you have?
We had a selection, actually, of dishes. Absolutely lovely it was. Quite spicy.
Yeah.
But I don't mind. We took Christine and Bob, actually, and Mum. Anyway, that's not relevant.
Friends of the show.
Friends of the show. And Bob texted me this morning. I didn't text him back just to say thank you because I treated. Anyway.
He's nice like that, innit?
I like to do what I can do. Also, I needed to get Bob to witness a signature. Anyway,
You put it through your accounts?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. Popped it on the Amex, actually, because I'm trying to collect the Avios. Not that I've got time to spend them. Anyway, have you got one of the... I don't work for them, so I don't know why I'm promoting it. I don't know why I've got that card. Anyway.
What did you get from the Avios?
You're supposed to put it towards free flights on British Airways.
Oh, is that right?
Or One World Partner. Airlines. If you transfer them into... Anyway. This is not what this podcast is about.
No, it's about you going for dinner with Christine and Bob and your mum. And Alf.
And Alf. And it's not even part of the story.
Okay, but
I mean, even producer Emma's on her phone. And she started texting people saying, this is so boring. Anyway.
I'm much prefer when I'm doing pappies.
What did you do the puppies one? I'm going to forget that.
She's across all the comedians.
Do you know what? I turned up late for it once when they asked me to be a guest. I think they were annoyed. And I was like, well, I'm doing it for a... Anyway, the that's by the by. So we got back. I was just going up to bed. You know, you're getting ready for bed.
Yeah.
I saw the light was on in the bathroom, so I thought Alf's in there doing his teeth. I just was going to go into the spare bedroom where the bin is, just as a little waste paper basket, to put my old chewing gum wrappers and things in.
Because, of course, people don't know about Tom is that he'll chew chewing gum, but then you'll have like a post-it note in your pocket.
Yes.
And throughout the day, you'll collect, which is a good thing to do. I'm just letting people, the fourth wall.
Break the fourth wall. Let them in. So... In the back bedroom is where the waste paper bags. Where the waste paper bin is.
Yes.
There's a chair there. Sure. It's sort of a chaise longue.
I've got one. Sure.
Sure. Well, it's not. It's not like your one. It's not a nice one. But anyway, that's relevant for the story. I walked in there, bold as brass. Didn't put the light on because I'm an adult. Don't need to. And as I'm halfway across the room, I don't see him. Alf goes, "Hello." I turn. All I see are these eyes with the light of a phone in front of them because he sat in there on his phone. I barked like a dog. I absolutely shit myself.
Did you have to change your drawers?
No. Please, this is an Edwardian podcast. I absolutely like had this visceral, like, I couldn't stop screaming. It was really extraordinary.
What did you think it was?
Well, because I just assumed, because I saw the light on in the bathroom. I thought he was doing his teeth there. So I was like, who is this? And of course, all I could see with the eyes and this blue light coming off, I was like, oh my goodness, what is it?
Do you think it was a ghost or do you think it was a man?
I thought it was the ghost of a man.
Well, there
possibly
you go.
One of my old relationships. But the the ones who ghosted me.
God, there must be a few of them there.
Yes, I know which one.
It's funny because it's all worked out.
It's all worked out. But, you know, so...
Did it make Alf laugh?
Well, at first he did, and then he realised how shocked I was. But honestly, I said afterwards, what did I do? And he said, oh, you were quite polite, you didn't swear. But I just went, but it really, like, visceral, guttural response. I mean, it really upset me.
Well, yeah, because things are frightening.
And then my heart was in palpitations, but I wasn't sure if that was the red wine. And I went to sleep, and then I woke up and I was having terrible nightmares.
What about?
Being back at Mum's house, but the lights were off, and something was happening in the garden, but I can't remember what it was.
Fox?
Might have been something like that, yes. Mm. Anyway, I just thought I'd tell you.
Well, I'm pleased that you did. Mm. Your house has a good vibe.
Yes, I do think that. I don't think there'd be a ghost in the house.
Well, I think there is a chance there might be a ghost in the house, but I think it's just one that's got, you know, no issues with you.
Do you think?
Yeah. Just you carry on. She's probably up in my room. Have you changed that bed yet?
Yes, I have. Thank you. Although I didn't for a long time, and I think somebody else did sleep in it. But I do change it when you come.
That's good to know. Mm. And it's only me. Whoever's in it is fine. I'm nice and clean. I'm a nice clean girl.
That's what I tell people.
Regardless of what I say.
She's a nice clean girl.
How's Susie? She's a nice clean girl.
I am a nice clean girl. Oh, yeah, no one's denying it.
Well, now it sounds like I'm not a nice clean girl, doesn't it? Because I'm really harping on.
Mm. No, harping on is a good expression.
Where did that come from, do you think?
Is it from the toilet cleaner, Harpic?
Yes, Harpic on.
Harpic on.
So when you're talking so much about toilet bleach.
I love as a treat to pop a bit of...
As a treat?
Well, if people are coming
Tom,
around...
Tom, you've got loads of money. Please. You need to have more fun.
These are the things that bleach. These are a few. I like...
Do you like popping it around the bowl so you can see the green?
Yes.
Yeah. And give then, it a flush. Shiny.
Shiny. Or I like to flush it and then put it round.
Yes.
And then you get a bit of froth on it.
Like a nice top?
Yes, like a lager top. Exactly like that. What? Sometimes I open a bag of cheddars.
And sit on the toilet seat. Put the seat down.
Yeah, just have an afternoon there.
Why not? You've got to make your own fun in this life.
Look, I tell you, small pleasures. Who would deny us these?
Small pleasures. Small pleasures. I'm seeing you.
Beautiful pitch there, Susie. What people don't realise is Susie actually is a wonderful singer.
Well, I'm not a wonderful singer, but
Susie,
I can get by.
Please.
I think for a stand-up comedian, I'm quite a good singer. Mrs. Farringdon,
what was her name?
Miss Lloyd.
Miss Lloyd. Who I'd like to hear more about, actually, Miss Lloyd. She did come to see our show in Portsmouth.
She did come to see our show in Portsmouth. Have I ever told you about my singing lessons?
Well, yes, when you introduced me to Miss Lloyd.
Well, yes.
In Portsmouth.
I used to go to singing lessons from when I was, I think, 10 until I was 18.
Beautiful.
Went every week.
Lovely.
I'd go and sing in Miss Lloyd's living room. Mm. The front room. The living room was behind.
Oh, and I was very... How much was she charging for those lessons, Miss Lyne?
It was just a two up, two down. But, you know, they have the back room.
Oh, and the front parlour.
You know.
Which I thought was a euphemism. Sorry, you were about to say.
And I would stand in there and I would sing a collection of songs. I'd often have to sing like a traditional folk song.
Lovely. What?
Let him go, let him tarry, let him sink or let him swim. Oh. He doesn't care for me, no, I don't care for him. Do we have to pay PRS on folk music, do you think?
No, the beauty of folk music is it's...
It belongs to all of us. It
belongs to all of us, unless your name is something like Vaughan Williams, in which case you stole those folk songs and turned them into symphonies.
So that sort of thing. So I'd go there every week. That would be on a Tuesday.
Oh.
My slot was between 4:30 and 5.
4:30 and 5, see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday. And you'd have to wait on the stairs whilst the girl before me finished.
What, the stairs outside?
No.
On the stairs,
stairs outside. Oh. It wasn't a walk-up.
It
wasn't like...
It's like a brownstone.
I was about to say your house, but my house is the same.
Both have steps.
Well, I was taught to sing by Carrie Bradshaw. And I had to wait on her stoop.
As if by magic. Yeah.
And...
And that's not the phrase, as if by magic isn't... What is it?
Are you thinking of...
Mr. Ben? No, as if by magic the shopkeeper appeared. No, what is the phrase in...
That she says,
yeah.
I couldn't help but wonder.
Yes. Sorry. But going back to Miss Lawton's steps...
You'd have to sit in her steps outside. Often Lorna Andrews would be in before me. Had a lovely singing voice. Not sure what she's up to now. She's listening. Hi, Lorna.
Lorna, hi. Proud of you.
And we'd sit on the stairs. And I say we, just me. Sometimes Mum would come. Maybe like every 4 or 5 weeks, Mum would come and see how I was doing.
Question. How would you get into... Thank you. How would you get into Miss Lloyd's house?
Thank you for asking that. There was a lady called Orwin that also lived there.
Orwin lived there?
Orwin lived there too.
Radio silence. Okay.
And Owen would let us in. I'd have to call her Mrs. Sawyer, but as I got older, I was allowed to call her Owen. And do you know what? When you were like in the really good books, you were invited into the living room.
Oh, and what, that the back was huge. Parlor?
Yes, the back room.
Not a euphemism.
And honestly, it was such a thrill.
What was it, such a thrill to get into the back room?
Oh, sort of the TV, a dining table, two armchairs that the legs went up on.
Oh, like hello. That.
You know the ones I need.
I like those, yeah.
And so, but more often than not, you'd wait on the stairs. Sometimes you'd be invited into the living room.
Carpeted stair.
Oh, yes. And I think it was burgundy. Make it
runner
that way you will.
Or to the edge.
To the edge.
Just asking, because I am thinking about getting my stairs done.
I've got a runner, you know. I've had my stairs done. Did you know that?
No, because I want to talk to you about that.
Well, you know they're green now. Have you been to my house since I've had the hallway done?
Since it's been painted, but I don't know if the runner was done.
Maybe the runner wasn't done. Went for, so it's forest green.
Oh.
The banister and the stairs.
Yes. Oh.
And the stairs are. And then there's a grey runner on the top with brass.
Stair rods.
Stair rods. You must be careful with stair rods. People get very ill. You get very muscly, isn't it?
Oh, that's so good. Susie, that's so funny. They're banned in a lot of sports. Stair rods. I just kept thinking about the rain. That's what people used to say, isn't it? It's coming down like steroids.
Oh, did they?
Coming down like
steroids. I thought we were talking about quiche again.
No, quiche again, of course. Fabulous ABBA album.
So, and then I would go in for my half an hour lesson.
Just 30 minutes.
30 minutes. Mm. It was £9 a lesson.
Oh.
And I remember it was like... I was quite lucky to go, I think.
Yeah, that's a treat. Yeah.
And so I had to really make sure that I learnt the music. I would sometimes do the exams. Or you'd have
lovely
to like, you know, they'd play a note, bah, and you'd have to go, bah. You know, you'd have to do the...
Oh, my goodness, yes.
You know, those sorts of things. I don't have a great ear, so I wasn't great at that sort of thing.
Oh, then I was terrible.
I'd sometimes have to do classical singing. And honestly, I just don't really have the range for it. And Mum would always be sometimes like wincing.
No, stop it.
But
soon.
If there was a song that I could sort of act through...
Oh, yes.
But then here's the thing, Tom. I would do the local singing festivals.
Well,
have I
not
told you this?
No, Susie, this is a whole new chapter.
Oh, God. Get in.
Because, of course, a lot of... I don't know if we've talked... No, I think we have talked about the photo on the stairs.
At my mum and dad's house?
Yes.
Which one is that?
The one... No, it's the act. It's later. It's an acting headshot from later.
The white one?
Well...
The one where I've got, like, blonde hair. No, I'm white in all of them. But the one where I've got like blonde hair and it's like really close up. I look older than I do now.
I can't
It's really weird. I don't know what happened with the lighting.
I remember which one it is. Oh, I know there was one that really stood out for me.
Was it the one where I was wearing a fur jacket?
Ah, that's the one, the gilet and the UGG boots, yes.
Well, you see, it's funny that you mentioned that because
I love that routine you used to do about going to see...
Destiny's Child.
And you were dressed as a Shire horse.
Yes, I mean, it's in the new show.
Oh, great. Coming to see it next week.
I say new show. It's the old show that I'm filming next week. But so I would wear this sort of fur jacket and then I would see McCavity.
Oh. From Cats. That chile came in handy, didn't it?
And honestly. And it would be in a church hall.
Always in a church hall.
A school hall.
Great.
That's where Portsmouth Music Festival was. And for a couple of days, they had a singing festival. There would be upwards... I mean, sometimes there would be tens of people there.
Wonderful. On a Saturday?
There would be enough chairs for maybe 60.
Gosh. Would there be teas and coffees available from the PTA?
There would be teas and coffees. Yes, there would be teas and coffees available. You'd probably have to pay maybe 20 pence.
20 pence, maybe a club biscuit on the go?
Wouldn't have chocolate because of the old vocal cords, would you?
What my tour manager Stuart likes to refer to as his clack.
Yeah, we've spoken about this before because I think that's vagina, but...
Yes, and I remember that now.
Because if he said, oh, I've got trouble with my clack, I'd think, oh, Stuart, there's things I didn't know about you, but good for you.
Good for you.
And so I would practice in Miss Lloyd's front room and then...
Clack out.
Clear your clack! And then we'd go to the singing festivals.
Straight after the lesson?
No, not straight after the lesson.
How intense was that lesson?
You'd build up to it. You'd go, there was a music festival in Portsmouth, and there was also one in Fareham. I occasionally did the Gosport one.
Gosh, I travelled. Real travelling performer,
and
weren't
I
you?
Would be, I mean, I don't know whether I've said this before on the podcast, but
say
I would...
Again.
I would treat it like I was in the West End. Well. Like the day before, I'd be like, I'm on vocal rest.
Well, very wise.
Because I've got to do one song in a church hall tomorrow.
Well, look, Elaine Page didn't become Elaine Page by clacking away the day before, did
no,
she?
No, she wouldn't. Well,
no, wouldn't
I don't know.
We don't know.
But But yeah, look, I don't want to brag, but, you know, I don't mind telling you that, you know, the Portsmouth Music Festival, you know, I would come home with trophies, Tom. There are trophies around Portsmouth. They've got my name on them, mainly for McCavity.
So was that your go-to?
It wasn't my go-to, but I did that song for a season. And,
okay.
And I won. And I won with it at every festival, Tom.
Well, I could clean the floor with it. Absolutely. Wait,
and then I would occasionally do a number from Oliver.
Gosh.
And then when I had to do, you'd have character numbers, then you'd have songs from the musical. Then you'd
so
have
character numbers, and then something from a musical.
Well, there would be like two musical sections. So I might do maybe something from Starlight Express, not on skates,
because you can skate.
Well,
we can ski.
There you go.
Could you do that? Snowboarding away to Starlight Express.
But then I would say the classical numbers. I would never win.
Would it be things like Phyllis, I fain would die?
That sort of thing.
Or
Violette, torre violette.
Oh, that's a catchy one. That's a real banger, actually.
Yeah, it is a real banger. Didn't really ever know what the Italian meant.
No, no one does.
No one does. But there would always be a note that I couldn't quite get.
Oh, please.
And I'd often, then what would happen? See, then what would happen is there would be an adjudicator.
Oh, fuck them.
And you'd get a little write-up of how you did.
Oh.
But then they'd come up to the front.
Sorry to F everybody. I know there's children listening on the way to school.
They'd come up to the front and they'd say,
bet they did.
You know, Tom, a lovely performance. I thought you really brought something. One thing you could do with working on would be your breath work. Because, you know, if you had a song, I'd be like,
that sort of thing. Yeah.
Anyway, did that 9 years?
9 years.
Well, we're 8 years. Hearing about absolutely it now. Loved it.
You only went on a school ski trip for 2 minutes, and we heard about that for a whole episode.
I feel like I've been talking too much today.
No, not at all, Suze. I've loved it. I feel like there's a lot more to uncover with Mr. Lloyd.
I wonder whether we should do, you know, some live shows where you play piano and I sing.
Well, it's funny you mention a live show, Susie, because
guess what?
Guess what, listeners? It's happening the end of Feb.
Maybe.
Get up the details.
I just got my diary. Like-Minded Friends is on the 29th of February at 21 Soho.
And we're doing it with...
Sorry, I'm joking. Wait a second.
Oh, no. She's singing again.
If there's blood on the hanky, she'll be dead in the next scene.
Thank you.
I love it when you say that.
Thank you. We're doing it with Homo Sapiens.
Yes.
Our dear friend Chris Sweeney.
Yes.
And so it will be quite a queer experience. So
queer experience.
A queer experience. Aquarians, for example. It's at
21 Soho.
21 Soho, which is upstairs from where we are.
From where we are, from this bunker that we're in right now.
Right now. So if you want to experience the full joie de vivre of this building, then...
Then please, you simply must. It is selling quite well, I think. So I think if you want to get a ticket, I would hop to it.
Well, that's lovely if people want to come.
I don't know what we're doing.
We'll be... No, you'll be too, Susie.
Do we? It'll be great, though.
There will be people getting their clack out.
Yes.
Susie will probably be singing. Maybe tap dancing. McCavity on skis. And... don't know what Chris's exact
number's going to be,
but he will be rehearsing it, let me tell you.
Yeah, he's
and
got a number.
He's got a number. He's going to be doing a number on us, for us. we are very excited to be bringing that to you, bringing the people together, actually.
I think we are. Well done us.
Well done us, huh?
I
want to talk to you about Miss Lloyd's warm-ups, though. What, did you have to do a warm-up for her?
Yes, of course. Yeah, there'll be some of that. Then...
Oh, lovely. Lovely. It's a very energising thing, isn't it, to sing?
Yeah, to do it. We do some scales. We do some octave jumps.
Oh.
Yeah, some...
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You know, doing it.
Then the tip of the teeth and the... Oh, yes, to warm up the...
What is soft palate?
The soft palate.
Soft palate, hard palate.
Hard palate.
Front of the teeth, behind the teeth. Was that...
Yes. Because our friend Alexa,
of course, friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Works at the Brit,
at the
don't
Brit
mind
School,
telling you.
If you don't mind, everybody. She will tell you she was a very proud member of East Norfolk Youth Choir.
Clang.
Talk about clang. And
clang.
And what did you say? Clag.
Clack.
Clack. Clack. Could be our new clang.
Oh.
But she would do a song which she's taught me. And listeners are welcome to use this. Peter, Peter, pumpkin eater, had a wife and couldn't feed her. It wasn't right, it wasn't nice.
Why do you do the sort of vibrato?
I don't know, I didn't do it very well. I didn't really hover around the...
You still on that pipe?
I was really... I didn't do it very well. That one, and... Shivery Sarah was 12 years old, and Shivery Sarah is never cold.
Why is she shivering then? What's wrong with that?
I don't know. It's a confusing and, dare I say, haunting song, particularly in the way I just rendered it.
Absolutely terrifying.
Absolutely terrifying.
Everyone's listening to it in a dark house.
Oh, but my piano teacher said what a terrible voice I had, so I never sang, so I'm very...
But you can do that sort of Noel Coward thing of sort of talking quite nicely. You could do a Sondheim, couldn't you? Because there's a lot of talky song in that.
I'd love to do that, but then I think people will catch you out, won't they? If you're not Mandy Patinkin, they're not interested. It's a cruel world out there. It's a cruel world.
Take that into your week.
Yeah, I'm going to see Operation Mincemeat tonight.
Oh, clang. Mm-hmm. I've heard it's amazing.
Everybody says it's great.
Well, drop us a text.
Let us know.
Phone into the show. I'll still be here.
Susie will still be here. We'll let you know.
We'll let you know. If I don't see you through the window, I'll see you through the week.
Absolutely, you bet. When it's a door, not a door.
When it's a window.
When it's a jar.
Oh.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye, bye, bye. Bye, 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 bye,